The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Friday is finally approached and not a day too soon.
Well, that's true. It's by Saturday.
Yeah.
But I wish it was just... I wish I had a longer... I don't need to work. I don't have time to work.
We don't have time to work. So today we're asking everybody, you know, how often do you clean your phone? Because they're pretty dirty. They're pretty filthy. I know you're kind of a germaphobe about that. How often do you clean your phone?
Not often enough.
Yeah.
But my daughter bought this UV cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
You just drop your phone in it and turn it on.
Yeah.
And like 30 seconds later...
Supposedly it kills all the germs?
Yeah.
Wow. Does it wipe the screen clean too? Or
no.
Paw prints are still there, huh?
Paw prints are still there.
Yeah. All right. And how long does it take to do this?
30 seconds.
Wow. Oh, you said that, didn't you? You said 30 seconds. I just remember you said that. Wow. Well, I probably should look into getting one of those things, by golly.
If you have the smaller one, you got to turn it around, so it takes 60 seconds.
Oh, so you can clean both sides.
Yes. But the one that I use...
You have to take it out of the case?
Well, you could.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have one of those harder cases that's hard to get off.
I have a, like, Otterbox.
And I figure, well, you know what? Some clean is better than no clean.
Yeah, that's true, right?
So I just stick the whole thing. You can put your keys in there.
But I know you. Uh-huh. You've cleaned yours accidentally a couple of times in the toilet. So, you
well,
know.
Not this particular phone, but yes.
All right.
I've cleaned two different phones accidentally.
It's time for some random facts for today.
And I wouldn't call them clean.
Right.
From where
they got wet. How's that?
There you go.
Random facts. ABBA, The Beach Boys, Bob Marley, Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, The Notorious B.I.G., Oasis, Queen, Snoop Dogg, and The Who have all never won a single Grammy. But Millie Vanilli has. So,
right?
You know, what does that say? Only 17 state capitals are the largest cities in their states. Wow, there's 50 states. But I guess not. You know, Springfield, Illinois is probably pretty tiny. Yeah, compared to Chicago. Yeah.
True.
Same with California. Sacramento. It's not the biggest city
in the
state. Yeah, that's L.A. It's impossible to poison a possum. I did not know that.
Really?
They produce a protein that basically neutralizes any poison that enters their body, and scientists are trying to use it to build a universal poison antidote for people.
Well...
And finally, during the Cold War, the government briefly considered a plan to mark a bunch of extra large condoms as medium, stay with me now, and airdrop them in the Soviet Union to make the men think their junk was considerably smaller than men's in America.
Seriously.
I guess. Some serious random fact right
there.
Who
thinks this crap up?
I know, right?
They're all around the table.
Serious random fact.
Wait, I know.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares.
Or if they were smoking a joint.
They probably were.
It's like, dude.
Dude.
I know.
This is what we'll do. It's time for the Who Cares news. What's going on?
I don't know if I can top that.
Yeah, you can.
Celebrity breakups or break-ins.
Celebrity breakups?
Celebrity break-ins.
Oh, that's a whole different story. Yeah, when you have to break in, break up. Break in, break up. Okay, all right. What's up?
There seems to be a lot of celebrity break-ins lately.
Mm.
So first we heard that four people were arrested for breaking into Dr. Dre's house while he's in the hospital. Rude.
Rude. Having a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, let's go break into Dre's house.
Yeah, he's off having a stroke, so we're going to go break into his house.
What the hell?
So now we're hearing that a woman broke into Johnny Depp's Hollywood Hills home over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It set off the home security system, and the police were called. So she ran away before the cops got there.
That's the best way. Oop, there's an alarm. I've tripped the alarm.
Probably should run away for the. They did find her nearby.
Yeah.
And they connected her to another recent burglary.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
She's the Hollywood Hills burglar.
I guess. Oh, well, not anymore.
Not anymore. She's now the former Hollywood Hills burglar. Now, look, these guys they're uber rich. I mean, I don't know about Depp anymore. He's pretty much out of money. But I know Dre's got a boatload of money. I mean, billions of dollars they paid him for the Beats license. Apple did.
Yep.
He's got more money, I think, than Tim Cook. Anyway, he's uber rich, and he can't afford security? What the hell? I mean, if I was Dre, I'd have armed security around my property all day long. All day long.
Maybe he does now. Well, if you've ever wondered about four decades together on the Wheel of Fortune, whether or not Vanna White and Pat Sajak fight?
Like cats and dogs, I'll bet.
Well, they say no.
Really?
Yeah, Vanna says no.
Wow.
I mean, I have another question after being together for four decades.
What's that? Go ahead, ask your question. It's the Who Cares News.
I want to know if they've ever got it on.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of wonder that, too.
Hey, Pat, I can turn your letter.
Vanna White is the highest paid person on television for doing the least amount of work. I mean, after almost four decades.
I know. Talk about right place, right time.
You know what? And you know, when you're 63, I think that's how old she is.
Wow.
She still looks, they make her look like she's 40 on TV. I don't know what they do to do that.
Makeup.
And yeah, and then she fits into those dresses still. Mm-hmm. I mean, she eats a grain of rice a day. I mean, what
she
else could be?
Paid
I mean,
well to like, fit in those
well,
dresses.
Well, yeah, she does, I guess. So they never fight, she says. Maybe that's because they've never gotten it on.
Maybe.
If they hooked up, they'd fight.
Well,
she
she thinks it's possible only because they only tape shows for a couple of days at a time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Then they don't see each other for a couple of weeks. Again, I want that job.
Yeah, you go to work, and I will say that for doing a game show, they always do five episodes a day on game shows. And so you get a week's worth of shows done at a time, but you got to change wardrobe in between. You got to get your makeup freshened up, and you got to get spritzed again to be on camera.
Poor thing.
And then you got to remember where all the letters are on the board, because that's a tough one. You see, I never knew, especially before they did this all digitally, when she technically turned letter cubes, she kind of needed to know where the hell the letters were.
And see, that was rough. That was hard work
there.
That was hard work.
Now she just walks past it, and it goes ding, and she touches it. Speaking of game shows, tonight will be Final Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. Tonight is the night. You know, it was supposed to be on Christmas, and the producers thought, you know what, that's not good. You know, why mar a joyous holiday with the passing of Alex Trebek? So tonight is it. We hear that not only will Ken Jennings be a guest host, but also Katie Couric is going to be a guest host on Jeopardy here in the near future. So, Jeopardy goes on just as Alex would have wanted it to do. You know who they could probably get to guest host on Jeopardy?
Nobody
would get anything right. It would be Halle Berry.
I don't think she'd do it.
If she was the host, everybody would just stand there and go, I'll take Halle Berry for 300, please.
God, at least do 600.
We didn't get to double Jeopardy. All right, that's it for us today. We've worn out our welcome. We got a couple of broken computers, so we got to move on and get on to the weekend. Have yourself a great weekend. See you Monday, and
that's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.